Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Podcast Network Asia.
Hi, are you a fresh graduate or someone who just recently graduated and has no idea on how to start adulting? Or maybe you could be that someone who's having a hard time managing finances and you feel like you're all alone in this adulting journey. Well, worry no more. Hi, this is Janine and welcome to Adulting Millennials PH, a podcast where we talk about lifestyle and adulting how-tos here in the Philippines. Hello everyone, welcome to Adulting Millennials PH, the podcast. And again, once again, I am your host, Janine. And for today's podcast episode, let's talk about Adulting Millennials PH, the starter pack kit. So what do you mean by the starter pack kit? Well, it's actually graduation season. So I'm pretty sure that there are already lots of millennials out there, or adulting millennials. Actually, hindi na sila millennials. Ano ka ba? It's Gen Zs. So marami na tayong adulting Gen Zs na right now. So I guess one of the things that I could recommend or give to them or share with them as an adulting millennial is yung starter kit. So right now that we're in the time of pandemic, and of course, some of them most likely will already start looking for jobs. So the first thing that you'll have to do is actually get government IDs. Very important yan. So you need a passport, you need your NBI clearance. But before you get an NBI clearance, you need to have a passport or another postal ID, basta valid ID, no? Tapos you could also have your birth certificate, because I believe so recently lang it was passed as a law. I'm not so sure, baka fake news ako. But then I believe Senator Kiko parang napass na niya yung law na Filipinos could use their birth certificates as valid IDs or government document, no? So yeah, maybe parang hindi ako fake news. Please double check and check it out. Tapos yun, government IDs, I don't want to run them na down na kasi, to be honest, I don't want you guys na parang ma-spoon-fed kayo, no? Kasi if you really want to do something, it's better to do your research kasi for your better understanding as well. And part of the experience, part of the thrill. By the way, lahat, almost lahat online na lang ha, except for NBI, because you really have to go there. Kasi yung PhilHealth, pag-ibig, SSS, online na lang naman yan. Unless, of course, you wanted to get like an ID. So, ayun lang. Kailangan mo on-site talaga. Tapos yung teen ID naman, company na yan eh. Although, in my case, I applied for a teen ID because way back when I was 18, when I turned 18, kasi kailangan ko siya for when I opened my account for stock market. Anyway, so that's it. Yung first talaga is government ID. Second is your resume and your CV. Usually, what you can prepare lang naman is really the resume. So, what's the difference between a resume and a CV? So, when you say CV, it's like curriculum vitae. It's like a very long one, like very specific, like lahat nandun. But when you say resume, as much as possible, keep it short and sweet. Keep it direct to the point, highlighting all of your strengths, your skills. Keep it one page. Alam ko, no, na before, like, pakapalan yan, pa ilang pages yan na, ano, resume, nakaka-impress. Pero actually, no. When you start looking for a job, hindi sila matutuwa pag maraming page yung resume mo. Unless, of course, very important yung nandun. So when you do resume, dapat ang naka-highlight lang dun yung mga things na nagma-matter, like skills mo talaga na applicable dun for the job. Kasi, to be honest, ang dami nag-a-apply and one look lang ang ginagawa ng HR. Skim and scan lang yan. So, wag niyo silang bibigyan ng 3 pages, 2 pages na resume. And then, when you do resume, dapat maayos yung format. Dapat malinis. Ayun, huwag mo naman ilagay doon hobbies mo, watching TV, listening to music. Huwag naman, hindi mo na kailangan ilagay yung hobbies mo doon. Okay? Kasi yung iba na ilalagay pa ng hobbies eh, naalala ko, meron akong kilala, naglagay siya ng hobbies niya. Although not bad naman, pero nakalagay watching TV. Parang anong kinalaman nun? Like, connection nun sa job na ina-applyan mo, sis. Ayun lang. Pero no judge ha, kasi once upon a time. Pero ito, hindi naman sa work. Meron kasi sa examen, career placement office. So, chine-check nila kung paano kami gumawa sa school, like, ng resume yung mga pinapasa namin. So, basically, tinutulungan kami, no? Ito mo si ate mong girl, which is ako, by the way. Makakaloka. Selfie yung linagay ko. Tapos nung nalaman ko yun, kasi parang in-upload ko siya when I was like in second year college or third year. Kasi system generated yung resume namin before nung college. Parang pinaprepare kami for the real world, ganyan. So ito na nga, system generated. May format, pare-pares kami yung format. Alam mong taga Saints ko, no? Ako pa lang, in-upload ko is selfie. Oh my God. Nung pirmahan na ng clearance ng fifth year college ako, pinaulit sa akin yun. Sabi sa akin nung I forgot na, basta yung head doon, like yung CPO or career placement office. Ano ba naman yan, ate? Bakit naman selfie yung in-upload mo? Tapos, my friends were there. As in, hiyang-hiya talaga ako. Like, what? Selfie? Sa resume? Nakakaloka, girl. So, ayun. Nag-one by one ako. Doon mismo. Doon na lang. Di na ako nagsuklay. One by one. Print. Ayun, submit. Pero, huwag yung gagawin yun, okay? So, dapat maayos yung resume, maganda yung format, malinis, keep it short, sweet, and highlight your best features. Yun, one page lang, okay? Tapos, another thing, so you have your government IDs, you have your resume. Next is applying for a job. Make sure that the job that you're going to apply for, nagmamatch siya doon sa skills mo. Because if not, then you're just wasting your time. And then, ako kasi noon, ang ginagawa ko when I was applying for a job, like mas, talaga, every single day, nag-send ako ng around 100 or 50 applications sa mga companies na I feel like maayos. Tapos, fina-filter ko rin yan para hindi sayang yung oras. Tapos, looking for a job, make sure na okay yung work environment nila, work culture nila. So, paano malalaman yun? I have 3 websites for you to review. Jobstreet, Glassdoor, LinkedIn, Indeed. I really use Glassdoor, no? Very helpful. That one, I recommend the most, Glassdoor. So, there was one time na I was applying for a job and makukuha na dapat ako. But then, when I reviewed them sa Glassdoor, and Indeed ba yun? I'm not so sure. Nakababawasan sila pero hindi napopost sa Pag-ibig SSS PhilHealth. So, parang ako, oh my gosh, it's a big no-no for me. I don't like that kind of company. Tapos, late daw yung bayad. And, masyadong marami na yung nag-comment ng ganun. So, I decided not to pursue or proceed with my application. Hindi ko na tinapos, actually. Nandun ako sa final interview, eh. Yun yung mga things to consider. Tapos, ayun pala, another tip during your interview, stalk mo na kung sinong interviewer mo. That would be very helpful. Sino ba yung mga tao sa workplace mo? Ano ba yung mga background nila? That would also give you a sense of when you do your research kahit pa paano, magiging kampante ka. Hindi yung parang blank slate ka nang nangangapa ka. You don't know where you're going, what you're doing, who's going to interview you. Always do your research, very important. So, ayun na nga, we have government IDs, we have your resume and CV, and then you already have your job interview. Last but not the least is, of course, your non-negotiable and your negotiable. Yan, for me, is very important. Will make your life easier. And of course, also in finding a job, if possible, if kaya, no, mas magaan magtrabaho if yung values mo as a person nag-a-align siya sa values ng company. And that's a fact. I've been working in a company wherein my values are very aligned with theirs. And to be honest, the people there are actually very helpful. Sobrang saya nila katrabaho, hindi nakaka-stress. And I must say, that one I miss. Yun lang naman, no? Make sure na nag-a-align yung values mo sa company mo. Kasi if hindi, mahihirapan ka. Ayun. And make sure then that your objectives, ikaw mismo, yung personal objectives mo and values align sa company mo. Kasi para sa'yo yun eh. Para mo malaman na, am I going the right company or tama ba tong career path na tinatahak ko? Am I sure about what I'm doing? Yung ganun. Yeah, I think those are just the basics for now. Kasi I really didn't prepare a list, to be honest. All of these are like just coming out of my mouth, to be honest. Pero I think I was able to mention the top 4 already sa starter kit na kailangan mo when you graduate from college.
That's it for today's episode. Thank you so much for tuning in, and if you find this podcast episode helpful, please click the follow button and please do share this with your family and friends. And don't forget to follow us on Instagram at AdultingMillennialsPH and at JanineMariel_. And like us on Facebook at www.facebook.com/AdultingMillennialsPH. And if you are also interested to have a free financial planning session with me, just click the link in our bio or go to bit.ly/AdultingMillennialsPH and click book a discovery call. Also, feel free to message us and let us know what you would like to hear next. Again, this is Janine of Adulting Millennials PH, the podcast, and we will see you in our next episode. Bye!
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.